Previously on Chastity.
Welcome to all the new students at Edward Teller University.
This place is amazing.
I definitely made the right choice to come here.
Wish I could see the look on his face when he lays eyes on her.
I wonder if Earthling parents are as annoying as the ones back on my home planet. I suppose I have a couple of years to find that out, and everything else about the people on this pretty little blue planet.
Chapter 1, Episode 2. All right. Now would be an excellent time to get settled in at my new place of residence. Before I do anything, I will need to secret away all of the gadgets I brought from home. It certainly would be unlucky if an unsuspecting Earthling found any of these devices and started asking too many questions. Right, first things first. Intergalactic communication booster. How did they explain it to me before I left? Ah, yes. This device interfaces with the human smartphone device you have been provided in order to boost your signal and provide real-time communications back to your home planet. No idea how it actually works, but I suppose I should put it somewhere safe so that it does not get broken. If something were to happen to it, I would not be able to call home, and Mother and Father might send somebody down here to check up on me. This drawer underneath my bed is a good spot. Just tuck it in the back. There. Out of sight of any potential visitors. Definitely do not want to lose this. My currency replicator. Feed it any raw materials and it prints out flawless duplications of local Earthling money. This device should make sure that finances do not become an issue while I am down here on Earth. I will just tuck this away behind the nightstand over here. And perfect. Nobody should find it there. Oh, and of course, the most important thing I brought, my ESC device. It took me years to get this ready, and I would hate to lose it after all this time. I suppose it looks enough like an Earthling tablet computer that it might not be too suspicious. But still, if someone figured out how to turn it on and saw what my plans are for my time here on Earth, I would have a lot of explaining to do. It is better to be safe than sorry. Should be safe from prying eyes tucked underneath the mattress of my bedding. Just take one more look here and... yes, that should be everything that needs to be hidden. None of the rest of my personal items should arouse any Earthling suspicions. Now that that task is handled, what is the current time? Excellent! I still have a great deal of minutes remaining until this tour guide arrives. I could do with a change of clothes while I await their arrival. I did work up a bit of a sweat during that long walk from the landing site. All right, skirt off, and the blouse. This is nice. I just love the feeling of the earth air on my bare skin. Not as still and dead as the air back home. What is it about this planet that even the breeze brushing against my body feels so alive, just bursting with energy? Or perhaps it is not the air here at all. Maybe it is this new body of mine. Curious. I spent so much time this past year practicing my shapeshifting skills, concentrating so much on how I wanted my human disguise to look, and making so many little changes. I never really took the time to actually sit back and look at the final result. Let me just take the rest of my clothing off so that I may have a better look at my Earthling disguise. Taking off my bra. Such an uncomfortable contraption anyhow. Perhaps I will not wear one from this day forth. My breasts. Such a pleasant shape. It would be a shame to confine them in this. And now for the panties. There. No clothing to get in the way of inspecting myself properly. Now, to head over and take a look at myself in this mirror. My goodness, just look at this Earthling body. It would appear that the year I spent working on my disguise was not a wasted effort. Certainly was not an easy task. I love my natural blue hue, but humans seem to only come in more neutral tones, so it was worth the time it took to learn how to make it a warmer color. I am so small now, though, barely 5'3" compared to my usual 6'1". I remember the 3 months it took in order to shrink my body proportions down to normal human dimensions. Shame, I was never quite able to manage altering my eye coloration. Must have practiced for hours every night trying to get them a shade other than my natural yellow color. With no luck. Oh well. They did always say back in my transformation training classes that eye pigmentation was one of the hardest things to alter. And while it is an unusual color on this planet, I do not believe the Earthlings will question it too much. And other than those few little things, all other aspects of my disguise came out flawlessly. Thick red lips colored to match my painted long fingernails. And thank goodness for Earthling evolution. That gave them hair similar to that of my people. It would have been terrible if I had had to give up these ginger locks of mine. Although, I wonder why nature decided to give Earthlings hair in such unusual areas, like that little patch down there between my legs. Oh, my. Speaking of down there, is this normal? Do Earthling women start feeling this excited when looking at their own naked bodies? My, what a remarkable sensation. They tried to tell us what this would be like in those reproductive education classes back home, but I never could have imagined it would feel this good. Oh, these human breasts. So sensitive. Feels so delightful when I play with them like this. Never was able to do this back home. Not with mother and father always around. Watching everything I did and never letting me have a second of privacy. But now, now that I am all alone, I can experiment with this Earthling body of mine as much as I like. Ooh, my nipples are getting so stiff and hard. And down there, I can feel some kind of wetness. It is so strange, but... Oh, no, just a few minutes now until somebody will be coming to my door. I really should get dressed and be ready for when they arrive, but... But this just feels too exquisite to stop. All right, we will just do a bit more touching, just for a little while longer. Okay, if I situate myself like this, I can still observe myself in the mirror while I pleasure myself. Now, how did this work? I was only able to watch one or two videos of Earthling women performing these actions. Should not be difficult to replicate one of their performances. I seem to recall that there was one where she slid her hand down her waist like... like this. Yes, there we go. And then she rubbed her finger up and down, right between... between the lips of her... Oh my, that does feel quite satisfying. Touching myself like this feels so wicked, but so good at the same time. I can see why Earthling women enjoy doing this so much, and why they record so many videos of themselves playing with their bodies to post on the Earthling internet. Speaking of which, what happened in that particular video? All right. The Earthling woman spread herself with her fingers, just like this. Oh, how exquisite! That feeling of being opened up, and the sensation of that cool breeze brushing against the inside of my... Oh, this is too much. I feel as if I might lose my sanity if I do not bring this self-pleasuring to completion. This pose is so embarrassing, but I cannot stop looking at myself. Only a few minutes left, but there is no way I can end this now. Not when I'm so close. That woman in the video, next thing she did was use her fingers on her clitoris. What would happen if I applied pressure to mine in a similar fashion? Oh, so good. Rubbing it just like she did, circling my fingers around and around it. This human anatomy is so sensitive, and if I keep this up, it will not be long before I... wonderful! This body is so wonderful! So many things I want to do while I'm here on Earth, like the end of that video, where she slid her fingers down inside of herself, just like this. Salako, I certainly did not expect it to feel like that. When I let my fingers go inside, it was so... Oh, no! The mirror! My disguise is gone! I must have lost control and shifted back without realizing it! And that tour guide is going to be here any minute! Okay, get focused. Jerry, need to calm yourself down and shift back before anyone sees you like this. Yes, you have done this 100 times before. Just look at yourself in the mirror. Take deep breaths. And concentrate. Should only take a few seconds to shift back once you have calmed yourself down. Oh, goodness. Could you imagine if one of those earthlings saw you like this? They would know right away that you were definitely not from this planet. Imagine the bright blue skin would be a pretty big giveaway. Not to mention the large pointed ears, clawed fingers, and that tail of yours, twitching around back there. Oh, and your feet! Remember how long it took you to finally be able to shift those big four-toed paws of yours into the tiny five-digited feet that Earthlings have? And how hard it was to make your legs bend the way that Earthling legs do, instead of like the ones from those pictures of... What do Earthlings call them? Dragons. It took me months of practice before I was even able to retract my claws and shape them into proper toenails. But we do not have months now, do we, Cherry? All right. Just calm yourself, just like you practiced. Remember those relaxation exercises they taught you. Breathe in through the nose. And out through the mouth. Just need to calm down and get focused and... Oh, phew! Much better. Disguise back in place and everything back to normal. That was a close call. Strange, though. No sign of my tour guide yet. Well then, perhaps I could pick up where I left off? Darn it! Not now! Not when I was so close before! Maybe if I stay quiet, they will go away? Ugh, so much for that plan of action. Well, I suppose I will just tell the Earthling visitor that I changed my mind. Yes, I will inform them that I have decided to find my own way around the area without their assistance. Just need to get them to go away as quickly as possible so that I may resume my self-pleasuring activities. Please, be patient with me. I am completely undressed at the moment, but I will be with you shortly. All right. I'm completely clothed now. Just one more moment. Greetings. I apologize, but... Oh. Oh my.
Hey. My name's Alexandre. I'm here to show you around.
Next time on Chastity.
Hey, what's going on? Why'd you toss me on your bed?
Your body is mine, Earthling male. Do your best to pleasure me and know that you will not leave this room until I am fully satisfied.